This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
Incest, what an ugly word. Yet a case had surfaced in the church at Corinth. To Paul's astonishment, a man was living with his father's wife. And what's worse, the church had taken pride in its tolerance. No one was willing to address blatant sin in the house of God. The man and woman were disgusting. The church was deceived. But Paul knows it's the duty of God's people to discipline those who are living in defiance to God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul is willing to excommunicate this couple in hopes of bringing them to repentance. Out from under the protection of the church, they'll face the brunt of their blunder and hopefully come to their senses. The church too needs to come to its senses. Sin is like yeast. If rebellion is tolerated, it'll infect the entire lump. Too many of our churches handle sin like a cream puff rather than a cobra. It seems the Corinthians were busy judging unbelievers while tolerating the sin of saints. Paul had told them to judge themselves. God will judge the world. The Corinthians thought separation meant isolation. They had withdrawn from the world, leaving behind sinners in need of a Savior. Paul shunned the hypocrite, but he wanted to win the world. People who claim to be Christians while living in defiance to Christ need to shape up or ship out. But the person who knows he's drowning in the sea needs to be thrown a lifeline.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.